4. The Thought Recorders. These artisans are devoted to the preservation and reproduction of the superior thought of the realms, and they function in 7 groups. 1. Thought Preservers. These are the artisans dedicated to the preservation of the higher thought of the realms. On the Marantra worlds, they truly treasure the gems of mentation. Before first coming to Urantia, I saw records and heard broadcasts of the ideation of some of the great minds of this planet. Thought recorders preserve such noble ideas in the tongue of Uversa. Each super-universe has its own language, a tongue spoken by its personalities and prevailing throughout its sectors. This is known as the tongue of Uversa in our super-universe. Each local universe also has its own language. All of the higher orders of Nebadon are bilingual, speaking both the language of Nebadon and the tongue of Uversa. When 2 individuals from different local universes meet, they communicate in the tongue of Uversa. If, however, one of them hails from another super-universe, they must have recourse to a translator. In the central universe, there is little need of a language. There exists perfect and well-nigh complete understanding. There, only the gods are not fully comprehended. We are taught that a chance meeting on Paradise reveals more of mutual understanding than could be communicated by a mortal language in 1,000 years. Even on Salvington, we know as we are known. The ability to translate thought into language in the Marantia and spirit spheres is beyond mortal comprehension. Our rate of reducing thought to a permanent record can be so speeded up by the expert recorders that the equivalent of over 500,000 words or thought symbols can be registered in 1 minute of Urantia time. These universe languages are far more replete than the speech of the evolving worlds. The concept symbols of Uversa embrace more than 1 billion characters, although the basic alphabet contains only 70 symbols. The language of Nebadon is not quite so elaborate, the basic symbols, or alphabet, being 48 in number. 2. Concept Recorders. The second group of recorders are concerned with the preservation of concept pictures, idea patterns. This is a form of permanent recording unknown on the material realms, and by this method I could gain more knowledge in 1 hour of your time than you could gain in 100 years of perusing ordinary written language. 3. Ideograph Recorders. We have the equivalent of both your written and spoken word, but in preserving thought we usually employ concept picturization and ideograph techniques. Those who preserve ideographs are able to improve 1,000-fold upon the work of the concept recorders. 4. Promoters of Oratory. This group of recorders are occupied with the task of preserving thought for reproduction by oratory. But in the language of Nebadon, we could, in a 30-minute address, cover the subject matter of the entire lifetime of a Urantia mortal. Your only hope of comprehending these transactions is to pause and consider the technique of your disordered and garbled dream life, how you can, in a few seconds, traverse years of experience in these fantasies of the night season. The oratory of the spirit world is one of the rare treats which await you who have heard only the crude and stumbling orations of Urantia. There is harmony of music and euphony of expression in the orations of Salvington and Edentia, which are inspiring beyond description. These burning concepts are like gems of beauty in diadems of glory. But I cannot do it. I cannot convey to the human mind the breadth and depth of these realities of another world. 5. The Broadcast Directors. The broadcasts of Paradise, the super-universes, and the local universes are under the general supervision of this group of thought conservers. They serve as censors and editors, as well as coordinators of the broadcast material, making a super-universe adaptation of all Paradise broadcasts and adapting and translating the broadcasts of the Ancients of Days into the individual tongues of the local universes. The local universe broadcasts must also be modified for reception by the systems and the individual planets. The transmittal of these space reports is carefully supervised, and there is always a back registry to ensure the proper reception of every report on every world in a given circuit. These broadcast directors are technically expert in the utilization of the currents of space for all purposes of intelligence communication. 6. The rhythm recorders. Your ancients would undoubtedly denominate these artisans poets, although their work is very different from, and almost infinitely transcends, your poetic productions. Rhythm is less exhausting to both Marantia and spirit beings, and so an effort is frequently made to increase efficiency, as well as to augment pleasure, by executing numerous functions in rhythmic form. I only wish you might be privileged to hear some of the poetic broadcasts of the Audientia assemblies, and to enjoy the richness of the color and tone of the constellation geniuses who are masters of this exquisite form of self-expression and social harmonization. 7. The Marantia Recorders. I am at a loss to know how to depict to the material mind the function of this important group of thought recorders assigned to the work of preserving the ensemble pictures of the various groupings of Marantia affairs and spirit transactions. Crudely illustrated, they are the group photographers of the transition worlds. They save for the future the vital scenes and associations of these progressive epochs, preserving them in the archives of the Marantia Halls of Records.